Could let me know when we're ready back there. Good, okay, we have thumbs up. Okay, so last week we spoke about the question of Jesus to Peter that was, do you love me? We discussed different types and qualities of love. We said that there is agape love, which is ardent, supreme, perfect love. And there is phileo love, which is a love like when you're fond of someone to feel friendship for another. What type of love do we have for Jesus? Is it an agape love, an ardent, supreme, perfect love? How willing, determined are we to give him the best of our love? Jesus gave all that he could give to us. He left the throne, his glory, the worship of millions of angels, the splendor of heaven. He allowed himself to be mocked, tortured, scourged, and then crucified for 6 hours. He left heaven to put up with this. He left heaven to be mocked, to be tortured, to be scourged, and then crucified for 6 hours. Jesus was a living, bleeding sacrifice. Bleeding from the time in Gethsemane, bleeding from the scourging, bleeding 6 hours on the cross. He was a living, bleeding sacrifice for us. In the Old Testament, when animals were sacrificed, the limbs were attached to poles of a brazen altar, which was outside the holy place, and then the animal was sacrificed, and the blood would flow into a basin beneath the altar. When Jesus was crucified, he didn't die right away, as we said. His arms were stretched, hands nailed, and he had a nail going through his feet. He hung on the cross bleeding for 6 hours. Every drop of blood was life draining out of him. He was a living, bleeding sacrifice. He gave everything that he possibly could give for us. A person can't sacrifice more than his or her life. Jesus gave his life in the most cruel, most brutal way for us. He put his all on the altar of sacrifice for us. Are we placing our all on the altar for him? The title of the message this morning is Your All on the Altar? I would like to begin with the account of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac on the altar. In studying this account, we can see how Abraham places all on the altar, how he surrendered his will to God's will, how he gave control of his life to the Lord. Abraham was very committed to serving God. Have we placed our lives on the altar of sacrifice? Have we surrendered our will to God's will? Have we given control of our lives to the Lord? How committed are we to serving God? What about Abraham's all on the altar? If you could turn with me to Genesis chapter 22, and we're going to read verses 1 to 14. Genesis 22 and verses 1 to 14. Genesis chapter 22, and beginning at verse 1. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, so the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac, laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said today, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Mount Moriah was the place where Abraham was to sacrifice his son Isaac. Later in time, during the reign of King Solomon, Mount Moriah became the location of the temple. You can read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1. In Genesis 22, verse 2, where we read, the Lord spoke to Abraham, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." The Lord clearly told Abraham what he wanted from him. He said, "Your only son." Remember that Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. So God knew what it was like to sacrifice his only son. God told Abraham what he wanted from him. "Your only son, sacrifice him." God knew what it felt like. As we said, Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. So God knew what it was like to give as a sacrifice his only son. "Your only son whom you love." Abraham placed his all on the altar. He really loved God. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, how much do we love the Lord, and with what type of love? The agape love or only the phileo love? It should be agape love. Do we sincerely love the Lord? The trip to Mount Moriah was at least a 3-day trip, because on the third day, Abraham saw the place from a distance. Abraham, in essence, was looking at his son's place of execution. How his heart must have agonized. 3 days' journey gave him plenty of time to agonize over the thought of sacrificing his son. It wasn't a one-hour hike. It was a three-day journey. What could have been going through Abraham's mind during these days? He could have been thinking, Lord, I was so anxious to have this son of the promise that I had a son with my maid Hagar, which even caused me grief. Then it finally happened. Isaac was born to me and Sarah. I watched him grow and play and mature. And now you want me to sacrifice him? You want me to put a knife in him? Abraham had plenty of years to bond with Isaac. Isaac may have been in his 20s at this time. He was not a toddler. He was not a young boy. Biblical scholars believe that he was probably at least in his 20s at the time. So Abraham had plenty of time to bond with Isaac. And he was thinking, I have to put a knife in him. I have to slay him. Abraham could have been thinking, how was Isaac going to think and feel about the sacrifice? How is he going to feel when I bind him for the sacrifice? He's going to think, what kind of father am I? He's going to think that I hate him. Abraham must have been agonizing and heartbroken. I'm sure these thoughts went through his mind. He had plenty of time to think. It's a minimum of a 3-day journey. He's going to think, what kind of father am I? Abraham must have been, he had to be agonizing and heartbroken. Think of how Abraham felt every time he saw the knife. I have to kill my son with this. Verse 7, Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? At this point, it must have been very difficult for Abraham to answer Isaac. Maybe Abraham's voice was quiet, shaky, cracking as he choked back tears. Think of what Abraham was going through. His heart must have been wrenching at this point. Those of you that have children, think of willingly sacrificing your child. This is what Abraham was going through. His heart must have been wrenching at this point. This event causes you to think about how God must have felt when he saw his son Jesus mocked, spit on, scourged, and crucified. Is our all on the altar for the Lord? But Abraham gave an answer that was prophetic. In verse 8 he said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Years later, God did provide a lamb for the offering. Jesus was God's lamb who was offered for the sins of the world. In reference to Jesus, Isaiah 53 states, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. Isaac was the son of the promise that God made to Abraham. But Abraham put his all on the altar. In his heart, Isaac was already sacrificed. Abraham had no idols. God was his top priority. Maybe there are things in life that we don't want to give up for the Lord. We hold on to them, even though the Lord wants us to let go. But Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son for the Lord. An angel of the Lord called to Abraham and stopped him from slaying Isaac. The Lord stopped the sacrifice of Isaac, Abraham's son. There was another incident later in history when the sacrifice of the son was not stopped. The son's name was Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 32, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Is our all on the altar for the Lord? Abraham surrendered his will, his heart, to God's will. This certainly was not easy. He gave control of his life to God. Does the Holy Spirit have control of our lives? We sing, "I surrender all." We sang it this morning, but do we really mean it? Abraham surrendered all to the Lord. God sacrifices all for us, his only son for us. He didn't have to sacrifice his son. God is sovereign. He's above all. It's not as if a higher authority gave command to God, telling him to sacrifice his son. He did it out of an unimaginable, incredible love for us. He did it for us while we were still enemies of him, of his. The second verse of the hymn at the cross states, "Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree." Is our all on the altar for him? How committed are we to him? How seriously are we serving him? Is your all on the altar? We need to learn to genuinely surrender our will to God's will. Do we have our all on the altar of sacrifice? Are our lives committed, sacrificed to the Lord? Is our walk with the Lord serious, or are we lukewarm? Are we giving the Lord control of our lives? Is he in the driver's seat, or do we still want to be in control of our lives, even though we've messed up in the past? You say, "Oh, Jonathan, that's a lot to give to the Lord. You're asking a lot. Look what he did for us. A God to come to earth, Son of Man, and give his life for us while we're still yet his enemies." Are we really surrendering our will, our desires, our hearts, our minds, our lives? Do we think that's a lot to give to God? Well, consider Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It's not a lot to give to God. Consider, "Oh, I can't do that. Why should I do that? You're asking a lot." Well, Romans chapter 1 has an answer. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your," here it comes, "reasonable service." This verse seems to indicate that we should consecrate ourselves to God's service and place our all on the altar. Let him use our lives according to his will and for his purposes. Whatever the Lord wants you to do, do it with all your heart. He deserves nothing less than your best. Now, what does holy mean? The verses over here, "present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy." Holy is defined as set apart for a purpose. God has a purpose for each one of our lives. No one is here by chance. The Lord has given each one gifts and talents so that we could use them according to his will and for his purposes. Each one of us has a job to do for God. When you think about this, it is an honor to be working for God. If you were working for someone in high office, you would feel honored. People feel proud when they're working for a prestigious company or person. The office could get no higher than working for the Lord. We are working for the one and only sovereign God. We are working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What's acceptable to the Lord? A life devoted and consecrated to Him. A life committed to Him. Your best is acceptable to the Lord. A surrendered heart and will is acceptable to the Lord. Control given to the Lord is acceptable. Our all on the altar of sacrifice is acceptable to God. What the Lord is asking from us is not unreasonable. He gave His life for us. Are we putting our all on the altar for Him? This morning, it would be a good idea to examine our lives. Is our all on the altar of sacrifice? Are our lives genuinely dedicated to the Lord? When your all is on the altar of sacrifice, your will does not exist anymore. Let me repeat that. When your all is on the altar of sacrifice, your will does not exist anymore. It's only His will that matters in life. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to His Father, "Your will be done." He knew what it meant to sacrifice His will, His life. Are we sacrificing our will to the Lord? Is our all, our life, on the altar of sacrifice? The third verse of "Is Your All on the Altar" states, "Till our body and soul He doth fully control." I want to repeat that. That is so important. It's the third verse. I'm going to sing it. "Is Your All on the Altar." The third verse says, "Till our body and soul He doth fully control." We have to get there. Does Jesus have full control of our lives? Our heart, our mind? Or is it only a part of our hearts and our minds or lives that we are surrendering to Jesus? We may have been saved many years, but not have given the Lord full control of our hearts, our minds, our lives. A mature Christian needs to come to the point in his or her life where he gives full control to Jesus. The best thing to do. A life yielded and committed to the Lord. We want to get to that point where we have our lives yielded, committed to the Lord. He wants everything, and He certainly has the right to ask for it. He made us. He bought us with His blood, His life. He gave everything to us at Calvary, everything. Our walk with the Lord must be taken very seriously. Serious to the point where commitment and consecration to Him is a top priority in our lives above all distractions. Are we giving the Lord control of our lives, or do we think we could do better than Him? Are we yielding our lives, committing our lives to Jesus at an altar of sacrifice? We might be more willing to put our all on the altar if we realize that we cannot put a value on our salvation. Our salvation is priceless, and Jesus gave everything for our salvation. Therefore, we should put our all on the altar of sacrifice for Him. So with that, I'm going to stop there. We're going to get down to pray. If someone could conclude the message with a prayer. Could be someone online also. Then we'll sing a hymn to conclude the service. So we're going to get down to pray now. Someone leads in the word of prayer. If the Holy Spirit is nudging you to pray, don't wait. Please pray.